As the May 6th primary elections draw near, candidate ads for North Carolina's open seat in the U.S. Senate are on television almost constantly. But some campaigns for the state general assembly aren't being advertised at all. That's because there is no challenger in about one-third of the districts represented in the assembly. Jorge Valencia has this report from one seat in central North Carolina.
How's everybody doing today?
Good!
I am so glad to hear that.
Representative John Zoka likes visiting elementary schools in his district.
Now, we have a lot of state symbols, right? What's a state bird? What's a state tree?
Zoka is teaching fourth graders how it is that state laws are made. Oh, by the way, the state bird is the cardinal and the tree is the pine. Zoka has students pass their own law about another symbol.
Is there an official state pizza?
No.
Does anybody here think there should be?
Yes!
Zoka represents the General Assembly's House District 45. It's a mostly rural area that wraps around the southwest corner of Fayetteville. And this year, he doesn't have to campaign for his seat. That's because no one is running against him. He works full-time in real estate, so I asked him what else he's doing now that he doesn't have to knock on doors for votes.
That's an interesting way you phrase the question, because I don't have to spend my time knocking on doors, but I am choosing my time to spend knocking on doors.
So he's going to schools, speaking to groups, going to fairs. But Zoka, who is a Republican, says he was actually planning on waging a full campaign for re-election. Before the candidate registration deadline, he asked around about which Democrats might run against him. No one seemed to know.
And at 12:01 on the last day of filing, I got a call from somebody who said, "Congratulations, there's nobody running against you. You're in." And I said, "Oh, thanks a lot." And I hung up, and I didn't really believe it. And then somebody else called me and told me the same thing, and I was like, how can this be?
There are a couple of answers to that question. There's what happened in Zoka's case, and there's what's been happening across the state. In a third of the General Assembly seats this year, there is no opposition candidate running against the incumbent. That means Republicans aren't challenging Democrats or the other way around.
I think that North Carolina is a purple state. What we've seen is a shift in who's drawing the maps.
Jane Pinsky is the director of the North Carolina Coalition for Lobbying and Government Reform. She's talking about the process that happens every 10 years when electoral maps are redrawn based on population change.
The Democrats certainly gerrymandered. They designed districts that met their needs. They did it really well. The only advantage the Republicans had in 2011 was computers have gotten better.
In other words, a central reason so many seats are unchallenged is that members of the General Assembly themselves drew them to be heavily Republican or heavily Democratic. Michael Bitzer is a political science professor at Catawba College. He points out that members of the General Assembly decide on things that have a big impact on people's lives, like who gets unemployment benefits, who gets public health insurance, or who gets a tax cut.
And those are decisions that are made by the General Assembly and should be up for, you know, reconsideration every 2 years by the voters. Do you like what the legislature is doing, or do you want different policies? This is accountability in our democracy.
Now, back to Zoka's question, the one about how his seat is unchallenged. He's a Republican, so for the answer, I asked the chair of the Cumberland County Democrats, Vicki Andrews. She says she had a candidate, but the night before the deadline, the candidate told her their spouse didn't want them to run.
And I did say, "Well, do you think it would help if I talked to the spouse?" They're like, "Nope, don't, nope." I was like, "Okay, you know, I couldn't, yes, you know, I understand, I have to stay out of that."
Andrews actually recruited a second candidate, but when that person didn't show up for registration the next morning, Andrews called them.
And then when it was 11:30, I was like, "What's going on?" And I said, "Changed my mind." So at that point, there was no, what could I do in 30 minutes? Because, the filing period closed at noon, so there's nothing to do.
What this means is that House District 45 is one of 60 seats in the General Assembly with no candidate from the opposing party. There are 17 that face a primary challenge from within their party, and unless they face a runoff, they'll likely be done campaigning next Tuesday. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.